Amen. Okay, today I just want to go really quick about this topic of what a year. What a year we have. What a year of 2023 we have, or we had. Thank you. That it was amazing. And this year, I don't know you guys, but me normally, I don't know how you guys say goodbye to the year and then receive the other one, but me normally, at least me, I just, in the last few seconds, I just stand up from my couch, I just raise my left leg all the way here and hold it all the way into the new year so that way I can start with the right foot. I'm just joking. I don't know. I can't do that. So, it is just the how you are receiving the new year, how your heart is receiving the new year, how your heart is living the current year. That's the condition of what God is want us to understand today in this beautiful day that he picked for us to be here. And to start, I'd like to go over some really quick situation that happened this year, and just for information, globally, global temperature shattered records, Hamas attacks Israel, Ukraine counter offensive gains leader grounds at a heavy cost, U.S.-China tensions continue to simmer, all AI offers promise and peril, civil war rats also in Sudan, we have India that passes China as the world's most populous country. That's a good information. I didn't know that. The space race heat up. The global democratic recessions continues. Decline of COVID-19, if you want to call it that way. But yes, there's a lot of stuff that happened this year. A lot of things happened this year globally. Now, if we go in and talk over like more small scale and think about Illinois, what happened in Illinois? So migrants or immigrants crisis get worse. You guys know a little bit more about that situation. We're talking about like maybe 26,000 new residents that happened over here. Longest serving Secretary of State, Jesse White, is not longer with us not longer here in the stay of, or he left the office after month long searching. Larry Snelly became the permanent CPD superintendent. We have also a blinding dust storm that downstate here, because that was the dust that it comes also from Canada, from the wildfires that happened, which it was creating eight people that die or pass away. We have storms, tornadoes than any other state. We received 119 this year in comparison with other states. So we can continue talking of other topics that happened in Illinois, but this is the most relevant stuff. Now, let's go more downscale, personal. You, me. What happened in our life in 2023? Sickness, maybe healing, maybe friends or parents or relatives that pass away. Maybe we have new friends, new relationships. Maybe we have relationships that left us. Maybe new jobs, new business. Maybe we don't have maybe business. Maybe we get fired, or maybe we get laid off from jobs. Different situation that happened in our life, you and me personally, this 2023. And we were thinking, wow, now this is the last day of the year. What a year. What a year we have. And now when we go back to the history of in the Bible of Moses, when he was removing the people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, and they went 40 years, right, in the desert with these people, with their complaints and situations. And Moses opened a prayer to God. And that prayer, it is stipulated and is over there in Psalm 90. Let's go over there and take a look of what Moses shared in that scripture. What is the prayer that he did over there? Because that prayer will show us some principles about the life, about the years, and all this spending time that we also spend daily here in our life. And it's really interesting because these people were complaining, were going through same different situation. They were going through miracles, good stuff, happiness. But then Moses decided to share this psalm. This psalm, Psalm 90, is sharing some good information about the heart and condition of Moses, and also what we might have to do in order to have a good heart to receive the new year. Psalm 90. This is one of the oldest psalms. If we say and we know that Moses was the one writing this psalm, so it was the oldest one. Number one, it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. A thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away. If we only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we might sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the prayer of Moses when they were going through that situation over there on the desert. And this is the same prayer that Moses, when he wrote it over here, he's sharing to us, and I think we believe that we need to apply it in our life. We need to understand what God is trying to do in our life. What happened in 2023 is already there. And that's the first point that I want to share with you guys, which is past. It is already in the past. What is the past? Past is something that has already happened. Some people think that the past is something that is not longer exist physically. Yes, makes sense. The only way that the past might exist in your life is because it is in your memory. It's because you are bringing it up again. Otherwise, it's not there anymore. Beautiful worship a couple minutes ago, but it's in the past. You and I have the opportunity to have a great worship in a couple minutes ago, right? A few minutes ago. But that's already in the past. We will have another opportunity later, soon, in a few minutes. Worship team will be up there. That's in the future. But right now, in the present, we are here. And depending how we are reacting to that, it will be affecting that future in our life. Because we should live in that present, in that moment. Whatever happened already in 2023, it passed already. We can't do anything about it. we just rejoice in that moment, but then we have to think about and say, I cannot just stay over there because my life needs to be continued. Because God, the Lord, it is in our heart. And if you have the heart that that God wants us to have, we can continue moving forward, loving Him and loving each other. Otherwise, we will be stuck in something that is not longer exist in the past. Anyway, it was good, beautiful, good. But we have to live the present. And the way that we live the present, it will be affecting that future positively or negatively, depending on how you want to live it. So we need to live the past. That's why the Israelites were keep living in the past, keep living, thinking about the Egypt's life that they have over there, and complaining to God and say, hey, why this life that I'm living right now here, why this I'm living this present? It's not that. God is telling them, no, you need to live the present that you're living with me right now at the moment. Live it the best that you can, the happiest that you can, because I promise you that your future will be bright. It will be better. It will be awesome. It will be glorious. It will be amazing. But if you keep stuck in your life in the past, that will not move you forward. Now, some people and businesses, they use that as a reference, right? When we're talking about forecasting and all that stuff, the weather, the same thing. We like that stuff. We like it. I'm over there included. Because you want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. You want to know how it's going to be the weather, because depending on the weather, I will do my changes or I will adjust my life. The same thing for business. Oh, how are we going to do something in the future? How we can implement some good things or this system in the company? Oh, well, let's see how it went in the past. And depending how it went in the past, we will do some calculations and we will get an average. And then depending on that, we will establish how we're going to implement the system. That's good. That's organization. But for God, for God, we need to live that present with Him, saying, I trust in you. I have the confidence in you that you will continue blessing me. Anyway, things is going to happen that it might be not going to like me in my flesh, in my life, externally, here on the earth, I will trust in you. I will have the confidence that everything will be fine. Now that you are here today, after 364 days that passed in this year, 2023, and you think all the good and bad stuff that happened in your life, or not too well, I don't want to say bad, not too well stuff that happened in your life, where you at right now on that? You should be more smarter, more wise, more powerful in the term of God in your life, because God bless you. But now if you're stuck over there in the past in the things that happened negatively in your life, then you're not moving forward. You're just stuck over there. But the condition of the heart will determine that. That's what happened with who? With the wife of Lot, right? When she looked back, it was the condition of her heart. Because she wants to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. She wants to live that life that she was living over there. And that's why when she looked back, she's stuck over there. The same concept is going to happen in our life. We cannot look back and desire what happened in the back. Anyway, it was good. Okay, we have a good memory. You return that to life in your thoughts. According to the Bible, the thoughts, it is what it says in Psalm 90. Psalms 90. Let's go really quick to verse 10. Our days might come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, but they quickly pass. They quickly pass, and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Moses is telling us through this psalm that what he learned from God, it is, teach me how I can be humble and respectful to those days that I'm living right now, the present that I'm living. I have to respect that day that God is giving me, because he's giving me that day, that moment that I'm living for a reason, with purpose. That's why Moses is saying, teach me how I should count this day, because one day is one day. Some people, they don't have one day. You know that. Some friends of us, family members right now, they don't have one day. They're not with us right now. You and me are right now at the moment. Live the best that you can. Enjoy it the best that you can with the Lord. Because God is giving you that opportunity. Now Moses is saying, with a hard wisdom, we need to learn, we need to live that principle that the Bible said that when you fear the Lord, the principle for that is having wisdom, right? So God is teaching you through those each day that he's giving you the opportunity to wake up, open your eyes and say, thank you, another opportunity to live, to walk and bless my life, my family, and someone else. Live the fullest. Already the past gone. Let me show you really quick. Luke 21. And we can go from 25 through 37, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going just to share with you 29 through 31. He told them this parable. Luke at the fig tree and all the trees, when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Let me continue, sorry. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and heart will pass away, but my words will never pass away. That's the only thing that is not going to pass away in your life, that has already been from the beginning and the beginning. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Everything is past. The new is here. Family Life Church, what happened in 2023 for us? A lot of stuff. Good stuff. Maybe other ones a little bit more difficult. We don't have a pastor. We have a pastor retired. He retired, and now we have a new pastor. A new church, a new people, new members also. Other members left. That's 2023. 2024, it will be great. Because we are trusting in God, and God will control everything. We're trusting that he will lead us to have a great blessing here in the church, that we will have a great blessing here, a great manifestation from the Lord. We're trusting in that. That's the heart of wisdom, that we are trusting in him, and he will bless us. That's why in 1 John 2:15, it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever. And that's the present. Because the past is already past. And the stuff from the world, earthly things, they're going to pass. They're not eternal. Our God is eternal. And if you are trusting in Him, having the confidence in Him, you are going to start living in that eternal life with Him, which is their treasure. And wherever is your heart, that treasure will be whatever is your heart. So if your heart is with that treasure, which is with God, you're going to start living in eternal life with Him right now, anywhere you are on the earth. Hallelujah for that. That's the will of God. The will of God, when the disciples ask Jesus Christ, "Hey, Rabbi, you haven't eaten. Are you going to eat?" Say, "No, not yet. Because my food, it is the will of God." John 4:32, it says, "But he said to them, 'I have food to eat of which you do not know.' Therefore, the disciples say to one another, 'Has anyone brought him anything to eat?' Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.'" That's our present. That's our present. To do the will of God. Are we doing the will of God? That's the question for us today. Are we doing or finishing the job that He sent you to do? Because that's the will, that's the present. The past is already gone. The new is here. So we just need to do the will of God in our life. And when Jesus Christ is saying, "That's my food," the Word of God is the food. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the world stuff, earthly stuff will pass because it's here, it's physical stuff. But His Word is not going to pass. It's eternal. That Word of God is the food, is the will of God. So whatever He's hearing from His Father, He's doing. What we are hearing right now from our Father is what we need to apply. So that way we can eat. That way we can do the will of God. That way we can live in the present with Him in eternal life. Hallelujah. Okay, really quick. Future. Future. It's not here yet. We have to be careful. But I want to share some scriptures with you. Isaiah 41:21. "Present your case, say the Lord. Set forth your arguments, says Jacob's king. Tell us your idols, what is going to happen, future. Tell us what the former things were, so that we might consider them and know their final outcome. I will declare to us the things to come. Tell us what the future holds, so we might know that you are God. Do something, whether good or bad, so that we will be dismayed and filled with fear." This is God talking to the people and saying, "Hey, those gods that you are believing, those things on the earth that you are believing, that you are putting over me, my believing, or believing in me and trusting in me," God talking, "tell them to tell you who created everything from the beginning. What is going to happen in the future? No one of those gods can tell you anything because they are not real gods." This is God talking, saying, "They cannot tell you that because they are not real gods. I am the one." Hallelujah. John 13:19 says, I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. This is Jesus Christ talking. John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. This is the Holy Spirit. Luke 16:21. Let's go over there. 16:21. Luke 16, and I'm going to start 22. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels cried him to Abraham. Sorry, my bad. It's 12:16. My apologies. The parable of the rich fool. 12:16 through 21, it says, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what should I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This is very night your life will be demanded from you. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. Where is our hearts? Our hearts are with God, or our hearts are with the earthly stuff, earthly things that is not eternal? Yes, I know. We have responsibilities. We have to take care of family. We have to provide. We need to have things in our life. That's not the point. The point is, where is your heart? Because if those things are over God in your heart, then we're not living accordingly with the eternal life that God is promising to us. Where is our hearts? If our hearts are more with God, and anything that happened with all the stuff that we have in our life right now, praise the Lord for what God is doing in our life, business-wise, family-wise, friends, house, anything. You might be wealth, but God has to be your priority in your life. God has to be the number one in your heart. God has to own your heart, not those things, because that will take us to the eternal life with him. And that will be continuing blessing us forever and ever, according to the scripture, right? Philippians 3:12, it says, not that I have already obtained all these, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do. Sorry. Forgetting what is behind 2023 This is Paul talking. Paul, he didn't have just a bad experience in his life. He had good stuff also. And he's saying over here, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah for that too. Praise the Lord. Where is your heart? Let's forget about 2023. Great year, right? Anyway, it might be struggled things, but God built a better man and a better woman through those struggled things, through those sickness, through those problems and situations in our life. He created a better man, a better woman, a better human being. Praise the Lord for that. 2024, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be also like everything beautiful, everything nice. Because we already went through this, right? We already talked about it. If God will create a better woman, a better man in your life, it will be through those situations. Yes, you will have some good moments in your life. I know we will have it. But also we will have some not good situation in our life. Because that will be creating you a better man and a better woman. Which is what He wants. Stronger in faith. And that's what's going to happen in 2024. I'm not a prophet, but I'm just going to tell you. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing if our hearts are with the Lord. It's going to be great. Because whatever is going to happen, our hearts will continue with the Lord. Loving Him, blessing Him, praising Him, worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Proceed. Go, move forward, looking ahead. Live the moment, live the present with Him. And always have that word of Him in your heart. Not anyone else. God's word. Because that one, it doesn't pass. It didn't pass, right? That one is always the same. That's the only thing, according to the Bible, that it passes past earth stuff. It will pass. It will be corroded. It will be damaged. His word is not going to pass. It's the same always, ever. And because it's not passing, it's the same always, forever. Put it in your heart. And live with that. There's more stuff, but I'm going to leave you with this. 1 Samuel 7:12. Samuel says, "Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen." Or Shin? I don't know. You help me. "And called its name Ebenezer or Ebenezer?" Ebenezer, thank you. I love you guys. "Saying, thus far the Lord has helped us." Today, December 31st, 2023. "Thus far, the Lord has helped you and me." 2024, He will do the same. He will continue helping you, blessing you, protecting you, providing you. He will continue doing that. This year is over. Bless your family. Continue blessing everyone. 2024 is going to be great. Just make sure that your heart is with the Lord, with the Word of God that is never past, and that will bring you wisdom. Having that heart will help your mind to continue looking forward and ahead. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, church. We declare that God is going to be doing something great and amazing. I'm done. So I just want to do something really quick. Let's stand up and let's just say bye to 2023. I know it's not time yet, but let's just do it in representation like it's 12 a.m., right? Hallelujah. You on over there, not look at me. Close your eyes and thanks God to God. Be thankful to Him. Say thank you. Thank you for 2023. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for 2023. Thank you for everything that happened. Things that maybe it was difficult. Things that it was maybe hard to manage. But thank you because you were there. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for giving us the wisdom to continue moving forward. Thank you for also the good stuff. Thank you for the happiness. Anyway, we know and we understand that externally, earthly, it was difficult, it was hard, but internally, spiritually, in our hearts, in our mind, God, thank you for being there. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being there for us, for helping us, for covering us, for protecting us, for providing us. Thank you. We worship you. We praise you. We give you all the glory to you because you are the one, the only one. Now we ask you, Lord, to continue blessing us in 2024. We declare that every person here will be blessed enormously. And we will see that. We will see the testimony of your glory manifestation in each of us, over us. We declare that Family Life Church will be blessed also greatly. It will be something amazing that you will bring all the great manifestation of heaven, the kingdom of heaven over here. And you will continue blessing us in the name of Jesus Christ. We continue blessing every ministry over here, that 2024 will be great also for them, also for our families, also for our friends, co-workers. We declare that salvation is coming over to them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we just thank you for what is in the past, but also we are thanking you for what is going to happen. And we are taking the responsibility of whatever is happening right now at the moment in the present, that we are just doing your will, applying your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we worship you, we praise you, and we declare all these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Let us worship Him and praise Him together. Thank you, John, for that message. And I kind of want to reiterate something that really touched my heart that you spoke, is that we had a beautiful time of worship earlier this morning, and we are about to have another time of worship together. But every present moment, not in the past, not in the future, but every present moment in your life, you have the choice, you have the opportunity to decide to praise the Lord and to worship Him and to bless His name. Don't wait for the next Sunday morning. Every moment of your life is an opportunity for you to choose to bless the Lord. So let's do that together now.